afternoon, listeners. You are listening to Career Choices, and I'm your host, Barbara Stanton. Today, we have in the studio Chris Keefe, former leading seaman for the Canadian Naval Reserves. Hello, Chris. Welcome.
Thank you.
Could you tell us some of the benefits about joining the Naval Reserves?
The financial aspects were very good because it helped me finish my university education. The personal aspect of it, due to the various challenges and the fairly intensive training that I underwent, I did certainly have some beneficial aspects to my personality in that you feel you're confident that you can handle any kind of situation, and that if a problem does arise, whether it's day-to-day scuba diving or now when I'm in an office situation, that you can take a step back, calmly and rationally assess the situation, and then come up with a solution.
Could you tell us some of the stereotypes of military instructors?
Well, I'm sure some of your listeners have seen movies where military instructors are portrayed as overbearing, loud-voiced, very physically fit, and very demanding individuals. And I must say, based on my experience, that the stereotype is correct. I had some very challenging, very physically threatening, and intimidating men teach me how to scuba dive. And I found that the training that they provided was stern, impersonal, but also very effective. So, while you don't like being treated very badly by at least the instructors that I had, at the end of the day, the training that they gave me was very effective training. So, you don't like it, but you respect it.
And anything you disliked about it?
Well, certainly the discipline. There were elements of it that some people would call it hazing, other people would call it psychological training. And that's probably a good thing. Because you want people, when you're doing things day to day that are extremely dangerous, and in some cases your life does depend on the other person, you want capable, dedicated, and professional people to be working next to you. And if they're not up to the job mentally, then you don't want them to be working with you, basically. It's not a forgiving environment at times, not only just in the Naval Reserves, but other elements of the armed forces.
So, given that, what kind of person does it take to be a diver?
I think a diver has to be mentally and physically tough. I think they have to certainly have confidence in what they're doing and have to have a willingness to be able to face occasional slight danger. But you don't have to be the stereotypical huge, imposing, dumb person to go in and just, you know, do what you're told. You have to use your mind. You have to use your body. And you have to use common sense. So I think there's a variety of elements that come into play to make the ideal diver. But divers are human beings. They come in all shapes and sizes. And I think that once they undergo the basic training, they have the skill set that's necessary to do the job well.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Chris. It's been a pleasure talking with you.
It's been a pleasure being here. Thank you.
Questions. Number 26. How has Chris's experience in the Naval Reserves affected him? Number 27. What does Chris think about the psychological training that divers must face?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.
これでこの CD は終わりです。